The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries. Sharing Christ, loving people. It's the mission of Joyce Meyer Ministries, and it's more than just a slogan. Joyce knew that as the ministry grew, sharing Christ was only part of the calling. In order to reach people's hearts, the ministry would also need to help meet their physical needs.
Now, you know, we're involved in 150 nations and orphanages and feeding programs.
Yeah.
Water wells and schools.
It is such an integral part of the ministry.
Well, it's very, very important. I mean, other than my teaching, that's probably the most important thing to me, is just being able to help people. You know, Jesus always, he always taught the word, and he helped hurting people. And so you help people with the word, but you also need to help them in a practical way. Like I say, a lot of times many people are hurting so bad that they couldn't even hear the word if you didn't help them first with their practical situation.
So what does sharing Christ and loving people really look like? In 2016, God laid out before our eyes a living example. In a tiny spot on the globe, in the small country of Tanzania, something beautiful rose from the African dust.
In this particular area, it was in dire straits. In fact, early on, years ago, they were telling us that 5 out of every 10 of the children were dying before they reached the age of 5, mostly from waterborne illness.
Half of the children dying before they reach the age of 5.
It's deplorable.
After Hand of Hope helping 2 wells, we have the water. We don't heard any child die.
Everybody knows how important water is. We all know that we don't exist without it. But what you have to do is put yourself in the position of a person who just doesn't have access to it. And that is the case for many, many people. The water that they do get, it's dangerous. It's hours and hours away. And if we can go in and provide a fresh, safe water well for people, not only lives begin changing, but villages, and then the area around them, churches are planted at that place. We are able to see their health change. We're able to see people come to Christ. And it all starts with that single well.
Tell me about the well that you see behind us. This well is for the school, so it really benefits the children.
If you look in this area here, what's happening, because there's water, there's a church, there's a school, there's a garden over there. You see the people gardening, they're raising chickens.
That's his house.
Teacher's housing. Yeah. It's all here. Why? Because of water.
Have you seen the impact of the water on the people in this area as well?
Oh, my genocide. We see changes coming again for water, because a lot of people, they're coming and taking water and just sharing about Jesus, because people, they're sitting down and they relax, you know.
So the fact that the people are coming here to get the water gives you, as the pastor, an opportunity to tell them about Jesus?
Yeah, yeah. He says yes.
Thank you for the translation.
So water's the beginning, but water brings health. It ushers in education. It brings peace to warring people. It brings
an opportunity to share Christ, to plant a church. How many opportunities God has given us around this one incredibly important resource.
In the pre-dawn hours of our second day in Tanzania, our crew climbed the high ridge that stood over our campsite to record the perfect sunrise. Gil was our guide. He and his American-born wife, Dolphy, are missionaries to the Dutogas, a difficult endeavor, especially since they are considered one of the most unreached people in the world and live in a land under the stronghold of witch doctors. After they topped the ridge, they walked a long path that ended at a hut housing a family of seven. What was particularly striking about this family was the poor health of the three boys, who are too young to attend school, compared to the health of the two girls that did. While there, the father said that he wanted his children to attend school because there are few nurses and doctors in Tanzania, and he hopes that school will give his children a chance to become medical professionals and help people in their area. Then the girls began their long hike to school, and suddenly the crew's mission to record a sunrise changed to following them. The girls met up with five classmates living in a neighboring hut. Then those seven were joined with eight more children a mile up the ridge. Then, like a great river following its own path, streams of children began coming out of the thick bushes to meet at the top of the ridge, before flowing down its rocky bank toward the school you can now see in the background. The children rushed past the very water well which opened the door for them to go to school, to eat what is most likely their only meal for the day, and then go to church to worship our God who makes all things possible. Our crew indeed did capture a perfect Tanzanian sunrise. In 2016, Joyce Meyer Ministries launched Project Girl, a focused effort to help guide, restore, and love women and girls around the world. Project Girl represents Joyce's heart to see women healed and restored as she was. In so many areas of the world, women and girls are marginalized and lack an understanding of God's unfailing love for them. Where girls are told they aren't worthy of basic human rights like dignity, respect, and even life itself, we are protecting and loving them as Christ does. In a world that tells girls they are unworthy of an education, we are teaching them. Where women and girls must walk for hours to gather filthy water, we are providing safe, clean water right in their village. Where human traffickers are snatching hope from young women, together we are restoring them.
You know, because of my past sexual abuse from my father, I have a very special place in my heart for women that are being mistreated in any way. God has healed my shattered soul, and I really want the same for girls here in the United States and all around the world who are dealing with unimaginable circumstances. And that's exactly why we work very hard here at Joyce Meyer Ministries to not just be aware of a problem, but to actually say we are going to do the best that we can to try to do something about this situation.
I mean, I really thought he was going to kill me. I really thought my kids would have to bury me. He literally picked me up by my throat and dropped me on my head. Caused me to have a seizure. He broke my nose and said that now I gotta pay him back for everything he has done for me and my brats.
I'm most concerned for my daughters. In India, daughters are not always wanted because it takes a lot of money to raise them. When my youngest daughter was born, my husband was so upset that she was a girl child that he kicked me in the stomach and damaged my female organs.
Three to four days a week, we would go get water. The water was far away. Our legs would get tired. We would have to bring it home with big buckets. When I was 6 years old, I was abused from a woman from my family. Since that happened, my way of seeing myself as a woman, my way of valuing myself as a girl, it all changed. I was grossed out by myself. I tried to commit suicide.
It is time that we do something to change the tragic story of heartbreak for thousands of women and girls across the globe. And the key is helping them understand that God loves them, that He has created them, and that they have tremendous value. And we do that by finding ways to teach them about Christ, by feeding them so their families don't have to choose which child to feed, by providing education, by rescuing them and placing them in a safe and a loving environment. We do that by sharing Christ's love and giving them hope and the ability to have a dream for their lives. I always believed, for example, that because I'd been sexually abused, I would always have an inferior life and that, you know, I would just need to settle down and be happy with a second-rate life because certainly the original plan that God had for my life was all messed up. And boy, what a lie that was, you know? Now I can tell people it is important how you start, but it's more important how you finish. And so even if you don't have a good start in life, you can still have a great finish. Sometimes you can't help how you get started.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But once you have authority over your own life, you're making your own decisions,
then
it's up to you whether you're going to stay bitter because of the things that happened that you couldn't control, or if you're now going to use your own voice of authority and the decisions that you can make to go ahead and let God take what has happened to you and make something good out of it.
Because of your support, in 2016, many women's lives were saved from human trafficking. Joyce Meyer Ministries, working with A21, continues to see women and girls rescued around the world.
Human trafficking is basically the illegal exploitation of people through force, fraud, or coercion. And it's basically human slavery. And it can take on many different forms for sex trafficking, labor trafficking. There's the illegal trade of and selling of organs, even child soldiers. And when we began, really, to be honest, not knowing much about human trafficking, we found out about the issue and realized we need to do something about this and really wanted to rally Christians around the world to rise up and do something at this hour in history. It is crazy the dynamics between the different countries. You've got different languages and different cultures, and we're seeing that the patterns of trafficking are different and very unique to the locations. Greece is a transit country, which basically, if you can get a victim into Greece, it's in something called the Schengen Zone, which is an agreement between many Western European countries where you can travel without having to get your passport stamped as you go in and out of the borders. So if traffickers can get a victim into Greece, it opens them up to Germany, to Italy, going all the way up through. But then you've got places like Thailand. Thailand, you see children, little children being trafficked, and it is, it's an infuriating thing to actually witness. Then, for example, in South Africa, we have an office in Cape Town. The traffickers will use voodoo and black magic and a lot of weird religion to control and manipulate their victims. And then in America, typically, the victims in America are domestic victims that we're working with. A stereotypical scenario would be that a victim in America would have probably known violence growing up as a child, probably not had two parents in the home, and basically grown up being controlled and manipulated and not realizing it, just kind of this is life. So when you talk about restoration process, it's not like somebody had a great life and then got tricked and trafficked and you restore them back to a life they once knew. It's kind of like hitting the reset button and having to really teach people value and worth from the ground up.
When a traffic victim has escaped or been rescued, they can find help through A21 Survivor Care Services around the world, including this beautiful home in Thessaloniki, all supported by Joyce Meyer Ministry partners. It's an opportunity for them to receive healing through God's love and begin their lives again with hope and a future.
Tell me what you see happen, the transformation, the change that you begin to see in people as they come in here.
You see the girls come in scared, and they find it so difficult to trust and understand where they are and why they're here and why we are giving them everything that we are giving them. And then you see day by day, they start slowly taking their guard down and just accepting and relaxing.
Are there any stories that you can share with us so that we can help understand?
Mm-hmm. One of our recent stories, she arrived. She had a contact who was going to help her get across the border and just get across. But instead of that, she was found trapped in a house, raped again and again, abused over and over. Just until she was broken enough to not have a voice anymore. And at that point, they would basically use her as a prostitute in one of the cities in Greece and just make thousands and thousands of dollars in profit out of this one girl's life.
And you had the opportunity to connect with her. How did that work?
She was able to escape. She was able to return to one of the refugee camps. In the refugee camps, she shared her story with one of the staff there that we have trained these past few months.
Right.
About human trafficking, about how to see the signs of a victim of human trafficking. And then that staff member called our hotline and said, you know, I have this girl here and I believe she's been trafficked. And that's how she was able to get to come to our house.
In addition, our partnership with A21 assisted thousands of refugees from the war-torn Middle East, providing basic human needs like clean water, food, and care.
My home finish. My home, my work, finish.
I was in school and my parents, they were in my house. When I came back to home, I saw him, they are killed.
So you came back and had your home been bombed?
Yeah.
So your home was destroyed?
Yeah, and my parents, they are killed.
Many times, especially in these Middle Eastern countries, we as Christians haven't been able to get in. We haven't been able to actually bring light and hope to these people. And now it's like they're coming to us. And if we look at it as in that light, if we look at it from that perspective, we have such an opportunity like never before to reach a people group that we have never been able to reach before like this.
Yeah.
And so we just need to be really thinking through and really prayerfully going, all right, God, how can we play our part? What's in my hand? What can I do at this hour and time? And to really, really make a difference.
Classrooms of Hope is a new Joyce Meyer Ministries Hand of Hope initiative started in 2016. Classrooms of Hope provide places of refuge for many boys and girls in one of the poorest provinces of South Africa, the Eastern Cape. To replace inadequate and unsafe structures, we are transforming shipping containers into modular classrooms, a creative and cost-effective solution for villages across the area. These classrooms not only offer a way out of poverty through education, they open the door for children to hear the life-changing message of Christ. The students are learning to read from a Bible-based curriculum, so their education is straight from the Word of God. And we're able to provide each child with a much-needed nutritious meal, which draws even more children to the preschools. The opportunities to reach and teach these children are truly endless.
This is one of the happiest places on earth. This is a classroom of hope. It's basically a preschool, but so much more than that. It is a safe haven from the abuse that many of these children would face when they're home alone because their parents are working. So for instance, with little Magari, she is taken care of. She is safe from the dangers that are around this area, the violence, and also the malnutrition. When she first started coming to the school, she was severely malnourished. But now, because of the food that you are providing for her, she is much stronger. She has so many great friends here, and she is happy and flourishing. That's also because of the love of Christ that we're able to share with them, and that is the greatest joy of all.
People always, always, always ask me, well, what's your vision now, you know? And I think that I'm one of the blessed people that can say I am actually doing what God put in my heart. I feel like that the vision that He gave me is being fulfilled every single day, and I really just want, I always say I want Jesus to be famous, not that He's not, but I want to do my part to make Him more famous. And it's just so important that we represent Him right out in the world and to teach people how to do that.
Because of your generous support, many victims of natural disasters here in the United States and around the world were helped.
This beautiful home in Missouri was submerged in 5 feet of water. The Merrimack River, which is right in front of us, rose to well beyond flood stages. In fact, it was record-setting stages. And this entire valley was flooded. Many, many families and homes were devastated by it. This particular family took their children and tried to do everything that they could to save their belongings. But as you can see, their home is a total loss. But they are not alone in what they are facing today. You see, Joyce Meyer Ministries and Hand of Hope and many other organizations like Service International and Convoy of Hope and you, we are working together to come in here and help them begin again, to realize that there are new beginnings and that God loves them enough to send other people to surround them with His love. We're working together to make a difference in this family's life and many other families, and you're a big part of it. As you support Joyce Meyer Ministries and as you are a part of our outreach Hand of Hope, you're helping here in Missouri and other places across the United States that are facing disasters and around the world as people are in need. So we just want you to know what you're part of and tell you thank you for being in places you may not have even known that you are helping.
I just want to keep helping people. I just want to keep doing more and more of what I'm doing. Our program is aired now in about 85 different languages, and our son just told us the other day that within another year, it's going to be pressing 100, and our books are translated in over 100 languages. You know, we have to really keep in mind that God doesn't share His glory with anybody, and He'll let us work with Him and partner with Him, but God does get all the glory. We have our ministry partners who financially support the ministry, and every one of them is very important, whether they give a small amount every month or a large amount every month, and we need them. We're all partners together in doing everything that we do, and a partner is someone who is part of.
The partners actually project the ministry throughout the world. Throughout the United States and throughout the world. Without them, we might do 15% of what we're doing today, but the partners that actually project it to the ends of the earth.
We're grateful to have a place we can partner with who will do the great commission in the world that we can't personally do. We're indebted to Joyce Meyer Ministries for doing it. We can send money and you will take the baton and you will deliver the message to the world.
I know that I can give my money to Joyce Meyer Ministries and Hand of Hope, and I know it's going to where it needs to go. And I know that a well is gonna be dug. a meal is going to be given.
It's His grace that has really given us the ability to do what we're doing. It's everything by Him, and He started it all. We're basically keeping our pedal to the metal as long as He wants us to, and while we're in this world, because this is just a temporary situation, and we want to take as many with us as we can.
You know, some nations in the world, it just appears on the outside like people have everything that they could possibly need. And yet some lives are empty because there's something we all need, and that's the love of Christ. Do you remember that moment when someone shared Christ with you? Everyone in the world deserves that moment. And as a partner with Joyce Meyer Ministries, you are a part of bringing that moment to people everywhere. Join us in partnership as we provide that special moment to people all over the world.
Joining in partnership with Joyce Meyer Ministries is more than just a commitment of prayer and financial giving. You become a part of who we are and what we do around the globe every day, sharing Christ and loving people. Become a partner today. And as a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you Joyce's teaching series, Trust God and Do Good. Call 1-800-727-9673 or go to joycemeyer.org.
You just know. I mean, you know. It's like God puts such a strong desire in your heart. It's almost like you're captivated by it and you couldn't hardly do anything else.
Captivated, that's a good word.
I really felt a strong sensing of God's presence, and I became more interested in the Word as a result of that. And then the more I listened to the Word, the more I was amazed at what people are really anointed to teach were getting out of the Word. Mm-hmm. I had heard the Word, of course, in church, but little bits and pieces of it, and not in the way that I was hearing it now. And when God does captivate your heart with something, it's almost kind of hard not to believe it. When God awakens you to His presence, then everything begins to be a lot more meaningful.
Thank you, friends and partners. Together, we're sharing the love of Christ around the world. To find out more, please contact us or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Join us in partnership as we share the love of Christ around the globe.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.